You are listening to The Real Shia Beliefs, a collaboration between Thacker Lane and Al Hujah Islamic Seminary. If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider becoming our patron by donating at thackerlane.org/support.
What about the 99 names of God, now that we're talking about the attributes of Allah? We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has 99 beautiful names. And the first of all those names, the 100th, is Allah. And then you have 99 beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are these names? Basically, these names are just signs that point us to the Almighty God. They are not His essence, they're merely signs. And since they are signs, they are created meanings, and they're not part of God's essence. So for example, Rahman, Rahim, that's a sign that points to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Qahir, one of the names of God, it's just a sign that points to the power of God that overwhelms everything. And all of the attributes of God. Al-Ghaffar, the one who excessively forgives. It's a sign that points to the forgiving nature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like names, right? In our, if someone's name is Muhammad or Ali or Hassan, does that mean that Hassan is essentially part of them? No. Hassan is just a sign that points to this person. The same with God. These are all signs that point to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the hadith says, the hadith encourages us to know the names of God, to reflect on them, and to supplicate to the Almighty God with His names. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. The Holy Quran says Allah possesses the beautiful names, the pleasant names. So when you pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, use those names. Call on God using these names. The hadith says the one who does that will enter paradise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that when you pray to me, use my names. And use the name that's appropriate to what you're asking. So if you're poor and you want money, say Ya Allah, Ya Ghani, for example. If you want rizq, say Ya Razzaq or Ya Razzaq. If you are sick and you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for healing, which one should you ask for? Shafi. Ya Allah, Ya Shafi, O healer, heal me, for instance. This actually increases the chances of your dua being accepted. So whenever you're supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, examine your situation, see which name of God fits what you're trying to ask, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using that name. This brings you closer to God, and it increases the chances of your dua being answered.
When you're talking about using the names, are you supposed to use them in Arabic or any meaning?
It's highly recommended to use them in Arabic, but you can do so in any language, that's fine. We can translate the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you could say, O healer, or O Shafi. It's better to use the Arabic name because these Arabic names have been assigned by Allah Himself. We cannot, by the way, we cannot come up with names for God. We have narrations that tell us the names of God are to be taken from God. So these philosophers who sometimes might come up with certain names, or sometimes when people really get emotional with God and they come up with their own names, we are asked to stay away from that. Some philosophers, for example, to describe their extreme love towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, they refer to God as their ma'shuq. Do you know what ishq in Arabic means? Like that romantic love, that excessive love? Well, some philosophers would refer to God as, you know, Ya Ma'shuqi, oh, my loved one, right? The hadith says stay away from that. God's names are honorable names of God. He has to assign them. Don't come up names and assign them to God. Take these names that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in Quran or Hadith and go by these names. We are not allowed to come up with our own names for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we pray to Allah by all of these names and we know their meanings, the Hadith says Allah has promised that He'll take you to paradise. Now, why did we mention in the beginning that names are just signs and they're not part of God's essence? Because some other schools of thought believe that the names of God are part of His essence. And when they worship God using these names, they worship the name itself too. And Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam makes it clear that this is shirk. Because God is not the same as His name. The name of God is created. It's just a sign that points you to God. So if you worship the name and you worship God, the meaning of that name, right? Then you've committed shirk because now you're worshiping two things. So the Imam alayhi salam says, don't worship the name, don't worship God and the name together. Just worship the meaning, God Himself. And the name is just a sign that points you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some other schools of thought have got it all wrong. They erroneously thought that these names are part of God's essence and that when you worship God, you worship the name as well. So the name Rahman, you worship it. The name Qadir, you worship the name because it's the name of God and the name of God is part of God. That's ridiculous and nonsense. The Imams have made it very clear that these names are not to be worshipped.
Some people go and do the zikr of any particular name of Allah, like Yarzaq, Allah. Is that okay?
Yes, to do the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a number of times, that's completely okay because you're using one of the names of God and you're just asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, the one who's financially struggling, it has been proven that if you say 360 times, Ya Razzaq, O Sustainer, O Sustainer, Ya Razzaq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will financially change your situation and He'll give you rizq. So yes, it's recommended to invoke the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like that. That's absolutely recommended and we should be doing that. Definitely. Now we can't come up with our own dhikr and say to the people, oh, if you say 178 times this, like some people make up. No. Don't make up numbers. Either take the number from a hadith, if the hadith mentions it, like 70 times say this, 110 times say that. Either take it from the hadith, or just keep saying it without any specific number. But to make up our own numbers, we should stay away from that. Or to make up certain days. Like if you say this dhikr for 30 days, or 40 days, or 70 days, then you will get this haja. We should keep away from that too, unless there's a hadith about it. If there's a hadith that says if you say this dhikr for 40 days, that's fine. But some of these Sufi sects that we find who come up with their own dhikrs, if you say this dhikr in this certain way, at this certain time, this certain days, then that, no. It's fine to do dhikr anytime, but don't go and make a point out of it and teach the people to do it in a certain way if we have not received it from the Prophet or the Ahlul Bayt. We need to keep away from doing that. Homemade recipes are not allowed, no. Encourage the people to supplicate, to pray. If there's something from the hadith, yes, spread it and teach the people. But just to make up things, don't. And these days, unfortunately, one of the problems that we have is this plague that we find on WhatsApp, where you get these messages every single day. Someone's forwarding it to you. Read this dua in this certain way, 10 times or 11 times or whatever. And you have to forward it to 10 other people. And if you do, this happens. If you don't, this happens. This is all nonsense. If it's not from Ahlul Bayt, and most of it is not what you see on WhatsApp, then don't forward it. Don't spread, this ignorance and forward it. Because that starts to weaken the faith of the people. When we make up our own recipes and then they don't end up working, right? People will start doubting the rahmah of God and the power of God. They feel as if their hajat, their needs are not being answered. We only stick to what comes from Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them. Yes, if there's a dhikr, say it, that's fine. Some of it is okay, but some of it is just made up. And sometimes some of it is even wrong. Because when you make up your own dhikr and your own dua, right? Some of those people who made these du'as, they're not aware of exactly what this word means, whether it's appropriate to address God using these words. And you know, and that ends up insulting the status of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when it comes to these issues, be very careful. Anytime someone forwards something like that to you, ask them, what is the source? Is there a reputable book that mentions this? Is there a hadith that mentions this? Don't come up with your own recipes. Yes, if someone's suffering, someone is ill, they need dua. Alhamdulillah, we have hundreds of hadiths from the Ahlul Bayt. They teach us how, what to say, how many times, when to say that. We don't need to make up our own recipes. And there are some people who have ill intentions, who have a full-time job on social media spreading these issues. We need to be aware of them. So whenever you get stuff like that, if you're not sure what the source is, do not forward it. Yes, if they're asking you to pray for someone, pray. Recite Surah Al-Hamd, أَمَّنْ يُجِبُ الْمُفْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَى, some other du'as that we find in Mafatih al-Junan and in other books of supplication that, you know, grant recovery for the one who's ill. But don't make up your own recipe. Don't spread recipes that you're not sure of. That's something that we have to be cautious about. Because when it comes to the Almighty God and addressing the Almighty God, there's an etiquette. There's a proper etiquette that we have to follow. So it's important that we observe the status of God when we talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So any questions on any of these attributes that we have discussed so far? The next attribute, did you have a question? Yes.
When you were talking about worshipping Allah and worshipping His name, could you elaborate more on that? Like give an example, maybe we could be doing it too so that we refrain from it.
So basically some of these schools of thought, when they would worship God using some of His names, like Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, in supplicating to God by saying Ya Rahman, they would actually worship the name Ya Rahman. Ya Rahman, Rahman as a name, they would worship it. And they would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worship His names, because their philosophy was that these names are part of God, so we can worship them and we're worshiping God. That is something the Imams warned about. Don't worship the names. The names are just signs. You're only worshiping one essence. All these names, Rahman, Rahim, Ghaffar, Qahar, Malik, Quddus, Salam, Mu'min, these are all signs that point you to that essence. So I don't think that, you know, the followers of Ahlul Bayt do that. This is something that we find in other schools of thought where they make it a point to worship the name. You know, when they're doing dua, praying, they're actually keeping in mind that they're worshiping the name too. That's something that we should not do.
If they are calling with a different name, but the intent is...
Yes, you can call God with Rahman. But when you say Ya Rahman, what do you mean? What are you worshiping? Just the essence, not the name. Not the name Rahman. The name Rahman we're not mentioning. The name Rahman is something created. It's just a sign that points to God. But some other schools of thought would worship Rahman. And they would worship God. Or sometimes just Rahman as a name. So that's what the Imams are saying. Your intent has to be that you're worshipping the essence, God, that meaning.
And he's Rahman,
but you're not worshipping the word Rahman. Some schools of thought would worship the word Rahman. And that's incorrect. So these are the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's one final attribute that we will examine in our next course. And with that, we end our discussion on Tawheed and the discussions on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the justice of God, which is the second asl of usul al-deen, the second pillar of our faith. It's a defining feature of the followers of Ahlul Bayt. And there's a lot of discussions on justice. Is God just or not? Is there free will or not? Is there predestination or not? All these discussions are concerned with this attribute. This is something we'll examine next time, inshallah. وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين.